Hey y'all, and welcome to the Empowered AF podcast. Today we have Dr. Gina Nick with us, and I am actually going to let her do her own introduction because I have been reading up on you and I know that I could just not do your introduction well enough for you. I have truly just enjoyed reading over your website and just the little bits and pieces that I've been digging into myself. And I'm super excited just to like briefly get a touch on some of the things we're going to talk about today. So, welcome to the podcast and please introduce yourself and tell us just a little bit about what you do.
So hi, I'm Dr. Gina Nick. It's a pleasure to be talking with you. Let's see, I've been a naturopathic physician for a couple decades now. I've been a formulator, a nutritional supplement formulator in the industry since I was in naturopathic medical school. So nutritional supplements are a real passion of mine, and just formulating supplements is just something that it's just what I love to do. And so I've been doing that for a long time. I was the original research director for Standard Process Nutrition. And that's one of the oldest nutritional supplement companies in existence that caters to healthcare professionals. And that's where I really started my, supplement career and know-how. I created a purification program that I still use today, 20 years later. It's evolved some. Yeah. And actually, we have a group purification program coming up. It's 21 days long, and it's really to like support one another going through a cleansing process. And my most recent project, so I have a practice in Newport Beach, which I love. I love animals. I love treating animals. My daughter has a horse. I've been formulating nutritional supplements for him, and he's
I
making a
love
major
that.
transformation. So, just yeah, that's it in a nutshell. So I've been using something called glutathione in my practice since I started practicing. It's a master antioxidant, and I love to tell this story. When I first opened my medical practice, it was this little office in Laguna Beach. One of my first patients was actual he was a drug addict, and I was doing all the things I had learned, in terms of nutrition and detox and all that. But I gave him glutathione, also glutathione injections, and he had said, "Dr. Gina, of all the things you've done, glutathione has had the biggest impact on me." So that kind of planted the seed, of okay. So that was that. Continued on with my practice. Fast forward, I have a nephew. I have three nephews that I love. The youngest nephew has autism. He's on the spectrum. And when he was young, I was telling my sister, we need to get glutathione into him. That is what he needs. But we weren't going to give him injections. And at the time, glutathione's not very easy to absorb. And so you have to either give an injection, or there's something called liposomal glutathione, which you can take orally, but it tastes gross. So that was my sister reminded me this of recently, but that kind of planted another seed. Okay. And I'm like, okay, we need to figure this out, right? Fast forward, and I was hired by out of the blue by a company who manufactures glutathione. They wanted me to do research on their glutathione, which was taken in oral form, clinically research proven to boost blood levels and have the good effect on the body. And so I started using it in my practice, their form, and studying it, and because I was hired to do it, I really like took a deep dive into glutathione more than I had already understood or, was familiar with, and found out there's over 100,000 clinical research studies on this master antioxidant. It is like amazing. And then I was giving a lecture in London to over 600 healthcare practitioners from all over the world. And I was like, how many of you guys use glutathione regularly in your practice? And it was just a small handful of people that raised their hand. Like, what? This stuff is amazing. Why isn't everybody excited about it? And my colleagues, we all know about glutathione. We've all been taught, we use it, and we prescribe it because it works. It's amazing. But it's just not like as familiar to the general public or even a lot of healthcare practitioners as, say, vitamin C. So it was at that time I said, that's it. I'm going to make glutathione a household name. That's what I want to do. And then COVID hit and I was homeschooling. I've got a young daughter. She's going to be 12 and, like doing patient visits at home, all covered up. And we didn't know what COVID was, but I was giving glutathione injections and my patients were not getting sick, thank God. And whether it was coincidence, I don't know. However, research came out that showed that glutathione could prevent a severe reaction to COVID even. And so it was then I'm sitting there, I'm homeschooling my daughter. So I'm looking at her and she's doing her schoolwork and whatnot. And I'm like, I want to make glutathione in a form that tastes good, that kids can take, that adults can take, and just make it accessible to everyone. And so, and I really feel it was divinely inspired, the formula I created. Like I literally woke up one morning and I'm like, I'm going to use glycine to sweeten this glutathione formula I'm making. And glycine is one of the amino acids in glutathione. And it happens to have a very little, a slightly sweet flavor to it, And so it was just little things like that that happened. And I made the formula, sent it off, got back the first sample, and it tasted great. And there's no sugar in it. And I put, and so, and I made it in like a pixie stick form, like this. It's like in a little powdered pixie stick. It tastes like a pixie stick,
Cool.
right? So, and so we have a kid's version, an adult version. And I'm like, I want to have this in every kid's lunchbox because I know, if my daughter's taking this every day, okay, she's covered. So anyway, that's kind of how we got to where we are today. And then through a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, I was able to get these things made, and we have a kid's version, an adult version. We have capsules. And I really just want to get the word out. I coined the phrase vitamin G because it's like, vitamin glutathione. It's as essential, if not more essential, than vitamin C. It's
Wow.
manufactured in all of our trillion cells, trillions of cells. It's so important for detoxification. So important. It lowers inflammation in the body. It
Which
lowers
I don't
inflammation in
think
the
is
brain.
talked about enough, especially with women. I know that is one thing I've been struggling with so much with my, like, I've had a rare disease like that I like that I've been really dealing with in my joints. So I was super excited to hear about this today.
Okay, so glutathione lowers inflammation in the body. It helps to treat autoimmune conditions. It's really, I would say it sounds like it's the best thing since sliced bread. It's like it's even though sliced bread isn't the best thing for you, but you know what I mean. It's really that it's so powerful. I think one of the reasons why people gain so much benefit from it is because of its role with detoxification. More than anything else, it has a lot of different roles in the body, but we're exposed, women are exposed to so many more toxins than we ever were before. It affects our hormones significantly, and that trigger and it causes inflammation, achy joints, brain fog, mood disorders, sleep issues, et cetera. And so, glutathione, it's made in our bodies naturally, right? You can get it from foods. So people are like, well, then why do you need to take a supplement? Well, because we are exposed to so many more toxins. We are, I don't even, we don't know. It's my truth that there is a whole volume of toxins we're exposed to that we don't even, we aren't aware of yet, but we will be. And that's why I'm so, I've always been passionate about detoxing, like taking the time to really support your body's detox mechanisms because the results are so amazing. You feel so much when it's done right. It's very empowering because it's like you're taking your health into your own hands and you're learning about things you can do day to day to make yourself feel vital and have energy and feel better, and it doesn't require you taking a drug. And glutathione, because it's natural, it's made in your body, you're basically just helping your body to do what it is designed in its innate intelligence to do.
But I don't think it's any different than like I have to take an iron pill because I'm very anemic. And no one really questions that. And I think this is interesting. I actually had this conversation. So I'm also a boudoir photographer, and we were talking about
I
hormones
love
actually the other
that.
day. So I was interested to kind of maybe get your take on this, because I know you talk a lot about hormones too. One thing we mentioned was my, so I'm 34, and I feel like we've seen a lot of issues in my age range, especially with women dealing with infertility, PCOS, endometriosis. And I brought up the concern of, like, I feel like I was pushed on birth control really early because of my, like, ovarian cysts. I don't remember my mom really being on birth control, my grandma, any of that. I feel like my generation was really pushed on birth control early, and they've tried to push, like, my daughter on it because of her periods. And I was like, that's not happening. Like, I won't do it. I said, we're gonna have to find a whole, like, a different holistic approach to help your periods and stuff. But I
Sure.
wonder what your kind of take is on that, because I feel like I've seen my generation, we're having a lot more hormonal issues, like weight issues, like just imbalances, and like, this is your area, you get it. So I'm curious what your take is on that.
I do get it. I do get it. And it's so with birth control pills, those are synthetic hormones. So when I talk about, women taking synthetic hormones for menopause and the dangers of that, it's the same hormones. They're synthetic hormones that you're giving to young adults, and to me, I just think that's a tragedy because it does trigger a lot of other issues. The idea behind it, like giving hormones in order to try and balance things out with something like PCOS, or endometriosis, that makes sense, right? But it's just the way that doctors are going about doing that doesn't make sense. And it has triggered a lot of issues for, your generation. And so, yeah, it's an issue. Glutathione helps to treat PCOS, we're exposed. So there's exposure to toxic hormones, right? Through like things like synthetic HRT and birth control. Yeah, they are toxic. They are. I mean, there's no question about it, And so that can trigger inflammation in your body and hormonal imbalances long term. And then there's exposure to toxins. So there are some toxins that mimic hormones like estrogen. They're called xenoestrogens that we're exposed to. And so those chemicals bind to receptors. You have to have like a hormone and a receptor. They come together and then there's the action, right? And so the synthetic toxins will bind to those hormone receptors and wreak havoc on the body. And so that's where detoxification can be so powerful because your liver is your main, you have a lot of different detox organs. Your liver is your main detox organ. Right. And it has to clear out whatever hormones you're taking, whether it's synthetic, natural, whatever it is, toxins, your liver is burdened with clearing those out. And so doing things that helps your liver to function the way it's designed to function will help, lessen that burden on your body. So like even when I have women on bioidentical hormones, I insist on them taking Best Daily Ever with it. To help with clearance of the to take the glutathione to help with clearance of the hormones. So yeah, I'm not a fan of birth control. If somebody has to take it or that they choose to because they like the result or whatnot, I'm like, well, then take glutathione in a form that actually is absorbed. Take glutathione to help your body to handle it in a better way so that it doesn't accumulate and cause an imbalance. Sometimes if you just take one hormone like estrogen or progesterone and you don't take the other ones, it creates an imbalance,
I'd be curious too, because I think for some of my people who are listening, that they may not even realize some of the, I guess, like, hormonal imbalances. I think women have become so used to these things, and we go to OBGYNs or we go to doctors, and it's just like almost blown off in society. What are some things they can, like, look for, you know what I mean? Or even maybe some simple detox they can start doing, as they, like, start looking into this. Like, are there some things they can start doing, and what are some common things, I guess, to start looking out for? Because I bet the majority of us are actually probably walking around like imbalanced, to be
With
honest.
hormonal imbalances. I mean, even like when I talk about, I'm giving actually a webinar later tonight on perimenopause and menopause. And, perimenopause is like can be a 10-year long process. It just is like the time before menopause. So a woman who's 35 can be starting to experience perimenopause. And what are those symptoms? And they're basically symptoms of a hormone imbalance. So difficulty sleeping, unexplained weight gain, achy joints, mood disorders. They're all tied to hormonal imbalances. And so in terms of what you can be looking out for, any of those symptoms are not, quote, normal. You don't have to live with that, just like you don't have to live with like menstrual cramps. You know how women have been taught, well, it's just part of life. So you have to just check out for 1 week out of every month because you're going to be suffering.
That's basically
No.
what they told my daughter.
Yeah, no, that's not true. There's an imbalance there, and you can test for hormones to see what's out of balance. And then in terms of things, so I'm super passionate about glutathione. So I'm like, take glutathione, find that works because that helps with hormone balance in a big way. But in terms of other things you can do, sauna therapy supports detoxification. So you want to rid your body of the toxic stuff, right? So the chemicals that mimic hormones and affect your hormone balance, like xenoestrogens. So you want to get those out of your body. That's super important. And sauna therapy is a great way to do that. Exercise, a great anything, your skin is your largest detox organ. So anything you can be doing to support detox. I always say do something every day. Like we're all busy, women especially, we're multitaskers. We've got so much stuff going on in our heads and there's just a lot going on at all times for all women. And so I'm like, okay, I promise you it's worth it to make that conscious decision to something daily to support what your body is doing for you 24/7. It's every cell in your body is detoxing 24/7. That means it's a pretty important thing happening, right? And so do something. So sauna therapy is great. Exercise is great. Even there's a castor oil. Naturopathic doctors have been talking about castor oil packs forever. Now there's like it's becoming a little more popular, but it works. Just applying castor oil over your liver. If you look up castor oil packs, you'll see there's it's becoming, like I said, more popular. But we've, like I said, we've been recommending castor oil packs forever. But you basically put castor oil and like a flannel and heat over your liver area for 20 minutes. Yeah, and that castor oil gets driven into that area and stimulates detoxification. So simple, yeah. For infertility, one of the first things you do is go on a detox program. Like that's super important. So I created like a 21-day purification program that's been around for a couple decades now. It's tried and true, and really it's designed so that anybody, any walk of life can do it. It's not like a juice fast or water fast, and it's nothing like that. So anybody can do it, but it is 21 days long because it takes that long to really like change a habit. And then you learn so much while you're going through the program. And then you take away those things that really resonate with you. But you get to experience what's it like to avoid wheat or avoid dairy, drink more water, and it's easy for me to say, just stop eating dairy and wheat. It's not easy to do. No, because
Found out I had a milk allergy, and it has been like
it's
the most
hard.
horrible thing ever because I love cheese and all these things.
See? Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this totally makes sense that I'm allergic to this because it makes me feel miserable. So
Yeah.
no wonder
But
I'm
there's,
inflamed.
right. Well, it's one of the things, right? But it's, that's real. The struggle is real. So, but then once you like get through, it's almost like an addiction thing, like once you avoid it And then that's why I created the group purification program, because then you have the support. We have the
Yeah.
support of one another. And you know, it's like, okay, you've got this. Let's just
Yeah.
check in and get, there's all these different little tips and tricks to get you through it. But once you experience how much better you feel when
Yeah.
you're not eating it, right? It's game changing and you don't forget it.
Yeah.
Do
You
you know what
almost
I'm
get
saying?
addicted to that, though, too, I think. Like, get addicted to feeling healthy and feeling like you have energy, though, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on steroids, unfortunately, because of my like infection I've had in my joints, and I can tell you I've been like working like crazy to get this inflammation and everything out of my body, because I'm like, I miss that feeling of having energy.
And that's, you know, you've a God-given right to have energy. Do you know what I'm saying? And so, but when you've been on steroids long term or antibiotics long term and all of that, it does mess with your body. What I will tell you is your body is always working for you to get back to a state of balance. Always. So give it what it needs.
Yeah.
Remove the barriers to cure. Remove the things that are making it hard for your body to be in balance. So for you, dairy would be one of the things, right?
Right.
So remove the barrier to cure and allow your body the time and the space it needs, but it's always working for you. That's, I mean, a message for women and young ladies is always remember you know, your partner, it's your body and it wants you to be healthy and vital. You know, like work
Right.
with your body, work with your body. It's a beautiful, amazing thing, you
Right.
know? But yeah, but so for you, if you've been on chronic steroids, it does mess with your hormones. You
Yes.
know, and it messes with your mood in a big way. And it can cause you to feel more stressed than normal. And all that is kind of normal while you're on it. You know, so as you wean off of it, you know, just know it's not forever. Like feeling the way you do is
Yeah.
temporary. And slowly you'll be able to, you know, get back to a balanced state. And you need to start taking glutathione. I'm gonna make
Yes,
sure.
I'm very
Yeah.
like I'm so interested in this, because when you take this, so I see it's like a little like pixie, like I imagine, okay, when I was a kid and I had pixie sticks, I just like toss it back. You just take a pixie stick and just like toss it back. Like, how does this work? You know what I mean? Like, how do you, when people take this, like when I take my iron, I can literally feel the energy shift.
Yes,
You know what I
yes,
mean? Like, what is this
yes.
like?
It's like that. You feel it. And I'm always talking to different colleagues about this. Like, why, what is it? Like, what is glutathione doing in the body that makes people say, I just feel better? You know, what is it? You know, so for women who are in like perimenopause, menopause, they just say their symptoms come back. When they stop taking it, their symptoms come back. So they take it and then they don't have symptoms, you know. But what's it really doing? It's lowering inflammation in the brain and the body. And so your mood improves. You
Oh, like
feel
out of
more
that
vital.
fog.
It pulls you out of that fog. So yeah, there we have a capsule form, and then we also have these pixie sticks. So you don't have to take pixie stick. I just wanted it an option, you know,
Yeah.
that tastes good. So you can either just take it or you can put it in, I put it in water, like I put it in, you know, my drink. Yeah.
Cool.
And then it, you know, it's just like a nice flavored water, but
Yeah.
with no sugar.
Oh, I love
So you can take
that.
it either way. Yeah. But kids say it tastes like pixie sticks.
Hey, and if a kid will take it, I mean, because
Right?
getting them to take anything is like,
Exactly. Exactly. So I have my daughter is going to be 12, and you know, like I want her taking a bunch of different things, but I formulated this because it had the pixie sticks have vitamin D3 and magnesium glycinate and zinc and vitamin C and glutathione, you
I
know?
love it.
And so
So, and
it's like,
vitamin D is not the fish oil part, right? It's just the
no, vitamin
omega
D.
3D, right?
Oh, that, yeah. So
Okay.
you're thinking of maybe like DHA
Oh, yeah.
or you maybe that's so that's in fish oil. No, so vitamin D3 is actually a steroid hormone.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's anti-inflammatory. I highly recommend getting tested to see what your vitamin D3 levels are if you haven't.
Interesting.
Definitely, next
not.
time you have to get your blood work done, ask to have vitamin D3 added, because if you're low, that's a cause for your inflammation and compromised immune function. And that's an easy fix. Take vitamin D3.
Interesting.
It's very important for mood, immune function, and inflammation, which is why I put it in the formula also. Yeah.
What age do you recommend for kids to start this?
So I designed this, I always say with any nutritional supplement, make sure you work with your child's qualified healthcare practitioner
Right.
before introducing any supplement,
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's designed for kids in, elementary school age, and up. It's the same formula for the adults as the kids. It's just the kids is a lower dose,
Right.
so it's a dose for kids. And so, in terms of like younger than that, I again, with any child, make sure you're working with a qualified healthcare practitioner who's familiar with supplements, who has a familiarity that can guide you on is it safe for your child and,
Right.
how often to take it, et cetera. But
I love that.
yeah.
My gosh, I'm so excited to dive in more, and I know we're getting ready to get off, but I always like my guests to just leave the women with just like one final like piece of advice. So for the women who are, I mean, I know there are plenty out there who are just probably hearing this and honestly probably just blown away. So tell them like where they could find you and honestly like where to even start to dig in. 'Cause I know for me, I've really started the whole kind of holistic journey. So like it doesn't take a lot for me. Like I'm like, I love this, but there are probably a lot of women who are still unsure of everything. They don't really know where to start and dig in. So, what is your advice for those women?
So there's so much information out there these days.
Yes.
The wellness industry has just taken off, and there's TikTok and Instagram and all these things. And there's just so always one, when you're looking into deciding what to do for your own health, one, consider the source. Who's giving you the information? Always consider the source and make sure it resonates with you and you feel comfortable with that source. And then number two, always know your body's working for you and trust yourself. You know your body better than anybody ever will. So you work with qualified healthcare practitioners, you educate yourself, take that information and then but and use that and connect that with your own inner guidance, because truly you have the wisdom within you. And I do believe everyone is an individual. There's biochemical individuality, which basically means, what works for one person may not work for another.
Right.
And so really take the time to connect with yourself, whether it's through meditation or spending time in nature or yoga. There's so many different techniques out there these days. Whatever's going to work for you, but stay true to who you are and trust your own inner compass.
I love that. And we will make sure also to link all of your information and your website. Are you on Instagram?
So
Perfect.
the websites are bestdailyever.com and then drgina.com, just drgina.com.
Perfect.
Instagram is Dr. Gina Nick. So drgina.nick.
Perfect. Super
All right.
easy. So we will definitely link that. And thank you
Awesome.
so much for this. I'm
Awesome.
excited to dig in. And as always, in case no one has told you today, you are beautiful and you are loved. Empowered voices make a difference. Make sure yours is being heard.